Yes, good morning. It's Brother Marlon here again. It's a Zen inspiration. It's a new day to rejoice in the goodness of God. And I just want to exalt our Lord Jesus Christ again this morning and what he can do for us. You know, most of us, actually, and everybody who grows up, comes up from the childhood years, you know, they have some memories from back then that they have a hard time dealing with, and of course, the guilty conscience and the guilt of not being right with God can be burdensome. And I found that this way, in Psalms 40, it says this way: I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. And what David is saying is I was praying, I was asking him, patiently asking God, and he heard me, he heard my cry. And then he helped him. You know, he was in a time of distress, and I applied it to the unconverted state, but this can be in any state of life. But this is especially sweet to me as a reminder of how it was before I was born again. Psalms 40 verse 2 goes, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Very exciting, exciting verse. Just realizing that God can do that. He can bring you out of that horrible pit. He brought me out of that miry clay. He put my feet on solid rock. And he is establishing my goings. He's continually leading and teaching and showing me which way to go. And here's the other exciting thing. In verse 3, he says, and he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And again, David brings out the emphasis. And I just want to encourage you, just praise God. Sing songs of praise to him, songs of rejoicing. God loves to be praised. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us words. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto me. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. And there's another place in Psalms that says that the thought of the Lord towards us is more than the sand of the sea. And you know, there we are again, the God of the universe, the God who created us, he loves us, and he thinks of us continually. And we can just turn our hearts and trusting God, and trusting him, first of all, for salvation, but trusting him to bring you up out of that horrible pit, to confess, you know, tell God where you're at, and he'll bring you up out of that horrible pit, and he'll put you out of the miry clay, and he will put your feet on a rock. I've come to a place in this life where I trust God in a very powerful way. And I just trust him. There's a lot of things, you know, some questions on my mind about this or that, but I've come to a complete rest of just saying, God, this is your job. I'm going to trust you to work all things out for your own glory and honor. And it's just so exciting to be in that place, to just trust God and not worry about every little detail, every little thing. But when something comes up, just say, God, I'm going to trust you in this one. And remember, he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. And it lines up with the New Testament, singing all things, give thanks. All right, well, God bless you and have a wonderful day.